It's flat calm on Portage Cove in Haines, Alaska, as a small charter boat comes into the harbor. But its passenger isn't a fishing enthusiast from the lower 48.
And I was a science teacher for 22 years. So now I'm just a freelance scientist, it turns out.
Patty Brown is a Haines resident with a degree in natural resources management. So she was contracted to sample water for Alaska's Department of Environmental Conservation.
First thing we need to do to be sure that we're getting honest science is drain out the syringe, flush it out 3 times.
Freelance scientists from Ketchikan to Nome are working for DEC's Ambient Harbor Monitoring Project for the next 2 years.
And so we take in, suck up the syringe, suck up the actual sample, and then place it in a vial.
Brown uses a syringe to pull water from a handful of testing sites around the harbors in Haines and Skagway, which would usually be packed with cruise ships and other boat traffic. But this year, there's no commuter ferry, no tours, no 10-story cruise ships towering over the tiny coastal towns.
We're seizing the moment to get a baseline data for years when there's not cruise ships and not little tour boats. So we're finding out what's here in spite of them, and then next year they can get a measurement of saying, what's changed because of them.
DEC planned this project back before COVID-19, so the opportunity for baseline water data came as a surprise. Brock Tabor manages the project. He said the data will be a useful tool in understanding the impacts of cruise ships and shipping traffic.
We've went from having a period where we've got, you know, over 1 million visitors and tens of voyages going on to different communities, and now we suddenly have this pause essentially in cruise ship activity. So it gives us an opportunity to develop a different perspective on what's going on.
The agency has been testing some local waters for years, but this last year, the state legislature funded an expanded project, multiple test sites at 18 harbors along the coast. It's a response to community concerns about cruise ship activity. And there are yearly beach closures in southeast Alaska due to bacteria in the water. Tabor said they're testing for things associated with wastewater discharges: bacteria, pH, certain dissolved metals, and conductivity ammonia. They're also measuring dissolved oxygen and water temperature. For the next couple of years, Tabor will receive this data from people like Brown in harbors across the state that usually see a lot of cruise ships and activity on the water.
All right, nice and tight.
Back in Haines, Patty Brown hustles up the harbor ramp to the parking lot. Her samples are stowed in a small cooler for the plane ride to a Juno lab.
So we leave early on Thursday and go to Skagway first and then Haines and then try to catch the same flight to put this stuff on.
By this winter, the data set from this summer will be in Brock Tabor's Juno office. He says the numbers should tell a story about what is and isn't happening in Alaska's coastal waters. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Claire Strempel in Haines.